Hello, folks. This is the English program's history quiz. Yes, in audio form. Yes, which means you can sit back, put your feet in a bowl of water, soak your feet, do all the business, and relax. And you can test your knowledge of British and maybe sometimes international history at the same time. I think it's wonderful, all this modern technology. It's really wonderful. It is. Okay, folks. My first question is a sort of a mythical thing here. Quite an easy one, just to sort of get the thing going, this is. Which English king had a legendary magical sword? Bit easy, I know. We shall come back to that sometime. Sometime today. Right then. My next question is, let me have a look at this one. Got to make sure that we don't, you know, give you rubbish questions. Well, I suppose the first one was a bit rubbish. Right one. What does that mean, right one? Okay, here we go. The first European footballer of the year. Who was it? Who was the first official European footballer of the year? I bet you don't know that one, do you? I'm going to come back to that one in just a second, folks. And we continue. Here we go. Which English writer was imprisoned in Reading Jail? I always thought you spelt jail J-A-I-L. It's got here G-A-O-L. Okay, so shows what I know, folks, which is zero. Okay, well, let me give you the answers to these first questions before we move on. Problem here, folks, I've lost the question. Oh, dear Steve. Embarrassing. Okay, the English king with a legendary magical sword was King Arthur. For a bonus question, can you tell me the name of the sword? It was, of course, Excalibur. Yes. I'm just having some dramatic pause there. You can't see me paws, can you? Me dog paws, but they're very dramatic. Yes. Okay, folks, move on. Question two. Question two was the first European footballer of the year. According to this, I haven't got a clue about football. Stanley Matthews of Blackpool and England. That's what it says here, folks. It's written down. Must be true. And question number three. The English writer imprisoned in Reading Jail, G-A-O-L. It was Oscar Wilde. Yes, there we go, folks. Oscar Wilde. Okay. Two more questions now. Who designed Hampton Court? Who was it, folks? Do you know who the designer was? We have the answer for that in 1 second. Who made the first transatlantic, so I think that means going to America, unless they went to Greenland or somewhere. Who made the first transatlantic flight in 1919? A long time ago, wasn't it? Who did that? Okay, answer for the first question. The designer of Hampton Court was Sir Christopher Wren. Hello, sir. Sir Christopher Wren, Mr. Wren, to his mates. Okay, and the final one there for the moment. Where is it? It's gone. Oh, Steve, you know, you should write these down. What's a Wazik? Can you see Wazik? I think. Well, I just did. Okay. I've lost it. Where's it gone? Right. Who made the first transatlantic flight in 1919? Who did that? Who did it? Who was it? Tell me who it was. I don't know who it was. Tell me who it was. The first transatlantic flight in 1919 was Sir John Alcock. Oh, it's two people. It didn't say. That's a bit of a trick question. It's two people. So Sir John Alcock and Sir Arthur Brown. Okay, folks. History quiz brought to you by the English Programme.